Hey, we're excited here in just a few moments here in less than 5 minutes probably to hear from Coach Tim Albin, head coach at the Ohio University, head man for the Bobcats, kind of set up through a good friend of his, longtime, lifelong friend for that matter, Grant Walker. Grant in our studio. Many of you know Grant there at Great Plains Bank down there at 22nd in Oklahoma, your friendly banker. Are you loaning or foreclosing today, Grant, later on today?
I tell you what, in this climate, you just never know. In this day and age, you know, rates have just gone up and up and up, and they Fed just
went up another half point last week, right?
It did, another half point. Hopefully we start seeing the end of that. And the only good side is that CDs are going up, and they're around 5% for about a year now. So you take what you can and and live with the rest.
Oh, gosh. We're excited to have Coach Albin here join us here just a little bit, getting ready for a bowl game. Bowl game 2 weeks from today, I think, for his Bobcats. Play the Cowboys from Wyoming in the Arizona Bowl there in Tucson. Is that right?
That's right. I'm excited. I'm going to go out for it.
And several of his other friends are going out.
So we've had a contingency. There's several people in this, too many to mention, in Northwest Oklahoma for the Oklahoma, the state, that for that matter. But we're heading, we're going to head out there right before the game and root the Bobcats on to victory.
Well, there you go. And I think Coach Albin's joined us. Coach, good morning to you. Thanks for being on K101 Radio again.
Good morning, CJ, Grant. I really appreciate you having me on. Super excited.
No, we're excited.
Home station.
I was telling Grant, I hope you realize what type of fan club you still maintain in this part of the world. Not only, I mean, obviously in Woodward, but at Northwestern, Oklahoma State University, won a national championship for those guys, played there. And there are a lot of people that are constantly stopping me, catching me. Hey, did you see what Albin did this weekend? How about Coach Albin? What he's doing in Ohio? So on behalf of all of us, congratulations on the, you've been there quite some time, followed Solich there and spent some time with him. But as the head coach, what, the last couple of years, turned it around from 3-9 the first year to something like 9-3 this year. You're the MAC coach of the year, and it's great to have you on K101, and congratulations to you. Doggone it.
I greatly appreciate it. All the support has been awesome. The old snotty toed kid from Westwood Elementary, you know, I appreciate that.
Westwood, we go way back, don't we, Al?
Yeah, across the tracks, baby. it's been a lot of fun. I've been very blessed, and as far as just my career, I keep in touch with a lot of people back at home, and that's in Woodward and Alva, and, of course, the state of Oklahoma, for that matter. I'm an Oklahoma guy through and through.
Coach, was there a time when you said, hey, I'm going to be a football coach? Was there some special event, some special person, or at what point did Tim Albin look in the mirror and say, hey, you're going to be a football coach? How'd that happen?
I've always been a gym. Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question. I've always been a gym rat. Best times of my life were down at the old Kids Inc. building. In the old basketball gym on the weekends with Mr. Plank and all of my elementary buddies and then junior high buddies and high school buddies. I was very fortunate to have played for some great coaches, starting with from Tom Merklin to Coach Bassett and Coach Derrick, and then in college. I've been very lucky as far as not having to do a bunch of moving in this profession. I would probably say this one, about my sophomore year in college, I just thought, you know what, maybe my junior year, third year, I just thought, I'm going to miss this locker room. You know, it's kind of what it wasn't really the playing piece of it, but it was the locker room, which is the best thing. I thought I could connect with athletes and use my story or my upbringing, where I came from, to impact their lives and maybe help change some lives, and the rest is history.
Well, that's for sure, Tim Albin, Coach Albin. I've known you since I don't know what, second, third grade. I don't know where we start exactly, but where you started, where you are now is makes me proud. Makes all of us, all the boomers and rangers out there proud. And there's a lot of boomers and there's a lot of rangers in the coaching profession. And I talk to them, several of them regularly, and everybody ends up with Coach Tim Albin. So we're really proud of you. back here in Woodward, and we just can't say enough. And I just think back of all the memories you and I have had from playing to, you know, fixing fence to just everyday events, and we just really we just have had a wonderful relationship throughout our whole life, and I'm sure excited to see you out in Arizona for sure.
I greatly appreciate that, Grant. As you know, as we've talked before, I mean, one of my first football coaches was your dad at Kids Inc. You know, I'll never forget those times. I still have a picture somewhere down in my basement in my white uniform, the Chargers, I think. I was wearing my big brother's junior high helmet, blue helmet, but it must have stuck in his back pocket from his playing days, and he was my idol growing up. But again, back in the Kids Inc. days were awesome, and our friendship goes way back from Crimson Walker Ranch. I learned a lot of things about the world out there at the ranch. Things for what a hard day's work was, for sure.
Coach, where are we headed? And there are a lot of us that love college football, and I don't know that we're referred to as purists or not, but we love college football, and quite honestly, not very happy, at least in seemingly, with the direction, with you know, how in the world do you find time to coach? You've got transfer portals, you've got NIL, and all this kind of, I'll call it stuff for lack of a real eloquent description, but something that really doesn't seem to be in the best interest of those that really love college football. Where are we headed?
Yeah, I tell you, it is a million-dollar question, and I, without taking 20 minutes to answer, you know, the short answer is, a smart man told me one time that it's going to go where the money takes it. And that was Grant a long time ago. And that's kind of where it's at. But, you know, the portal, we have a young man on our football team named Sam Wiglis. He transferred. He was a walk-on at Ohio State. We recruited out of high school. He's a 3.9 grad from Ohio State. He played behind three first-round draft picks at receiver and wanted to get on the field. Okay, he got in the portal. We were able to get him, and he's first-team all-conference for us, and he's got a year left. The portal that's what the portal's in place for those types of situations. It's in place for the Joe Burrow situation, all right? And but with how the legislation is right now, there's no tampering rules, and there's no salary cap. And so there's some things going on out there that you hear about. I don't have any proof or anything, but you just hear things about what players getting paid and all those things, and that's what it is. But I know that's not the intent of it. As for us at Ohio University, the portal has been nothing but a positive thing. Guys that have left have sat in my office and teared in their eye and don't want to leave. They want to get on the field, and I understand. And we help. And then there's other things out there that you hear, that you read about on ESPN.com, and they have the stories out there. And so it is crazy. Back to the time piece of this, it is very challenging because it is 24/7. It's always been that way, but now it's just a new dynamic. And my kids are grown out of the house now. I got a little bit more time on my hands than I did 10 years ago, hustling around to T-ball and basketball and so it is very challenging, especially when you have got children at home. And I say that because a lot of my staff does, and I'm thankful to have these guys. And they bust their tail, and they make sacrifices. And I want to, you know, give a shout out to my guys and really any staff member across the country that goes through it, because it's tough.
Coach, just talk a little bit about coming up here. You know, you've had we've got 9 wins. We're looking for that awesome 10th win.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the situation. You know, with the Roar kid that has been the All-MAC Offensive Player of the Year, getting hurt, having the Navarro kid earlier in the year getting hurt, and then finishing with you, really CJ, that's your third team quarterback. I mean, I don't know how many teams could work with a third-team quarterback and have 10 wins in a season. Talk a little bit about that, those kids, and the legacy of Rourke and the family there a little bit, and kind of let everybody know what's going on there. And then, you know, you've got Bangarab, Cox, and Vakos, the kicker, freshman of the year, too. Talk a little bit about your team and what's coming up here in the bowl game.
You bet. Well, we're very excited about the Barstool Bowl and Tucson. It's gonna be a different connection with a different fan base piece of this with the Barstool thing. I think we're gonna be able to get the Ohio brand out there to a younger generation, a younger generation that we recruit to. I think that's gonna be exciting for the university and our program and our brand. And then, you know, the Rourke connection. Of course, Nathan played here. He played 1 year at the Fort Scott Community College in Fort Scott, Kansas. That's my area of recruiting. He was a first year player there. We were looking for a quarterback, but he had a year left of junior college ball. I actually left campus at Fort Scott and was down the road at maybe Coffeyville. And we were talking about a quarterback. He said, "Hey, you should look at that Fort Scott kid. I heard he's going to leave after 1 year." I said, "Really?" So I did some backtracking, and sure enough, and we ended up getting him. And we had no idea he was going to be as dynamic as a runner as he was. We took him because he could throw and create. He could extend plays. And what a career he had here. Three straight bowl wins. It broke several Tyler Pendleton's records. And then he got a chance to meet his little brother at the time. He's about 4'5", and came to our camp, and then he all of a sudden he was 5'10", and all of a sudden he was 6'2", and now he's 6'4". And they 2019, Curtis was a freshman, and Nathan was a senior. Of course, Nathan has had an unbelievable year this year in the CFL, starting for the BC Lions. And of course, Curtis now has, as you said, player of the year. Set all kind of records. He can throw it now. He reminds me of, I'll say it, he reminds me of my neighbor, Joe Burrow, when it comes to throwing. And so I'm super excited. He is graduated. Curtis has graduated from Ohio University. As we have over 30 guys in our roster right now today that have at least one degree in their hand. And I'm more proud of that than I am the 9 wins. But Curtis is, again, enrolled, grad school is coming back, which is going to help, just help the morale of our team and the excitement going into next year. But we're super excited with, you mentioned those three true freshmen that made the freshman All-American team. That's never been done here. That's three guys. And so the young, up-and-coming guys I feel good about in our roster. And so if we can kind of somehow find a way to get one more win against Wyoming. My old boss, Craig Bowl, a mentor of mine, it'll be a great matchup out there in Tucson. But somehow, if we can get that done, we'll have some great momentum going into next year for sure.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, too, on Coach Bowl there at Wyoming. He was at Nebraska and then went to North Dakota and then, finds his way at Wyoming. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, he's your old mentor and everything else. I find this matchup really it's really interesting, and it'll be a nice handshake out there at midfield talking to him again, I bet.
It will. He's a friend of mine, as you said, but I worked alongside him at Nebraska. We were let go there in Lincoln. I was really in a bad place. I just got my dream job, built a home, and we got into getting let go. And I was under contract for the following year, and I wasn't sure. I was down. I didn't get up off the couch for a week, I don't think. Brooke was, and the kids were young, and I just was in a tough spot. Craig came to my house, come to Lincoln on two separate occasions in person, flew down from Fargo. And, and the first one was just a pep talk. Hey, you're going to be all right. I've been through this, Tim. It's just part of the deal. It's just how it is, But then the second one, about 2 weeks later, it was the butt chewing. Okay, you're still on the couch, buddy. You need to get your butt up and get back up on that horse that bucked you off, basically. And really, it's got as much to do with where I'm at this day because of, I was in a tough, just mentally brokenhearted. And, I go to Fargo, and then I had to go in and tell Craig that I was leaving after 1 year to come back with Coach. And I had tears in my eyes. I got in the portal, after 1 year. That's what I did. And looking back on it, but Craig, you know, looked me in the eye and, you know, she wiped those damn tears out of your eyes and shook my hand, kicked me out the door, you know. And I've always respected that. We keep in touch. I called him as soon as the bowl announcement came out. We had a great talk. I'm looking forward to getting with him down there and having a bite to eat and talk about some old stories. But he is a man's man. Don't let him fool you. He'll be in a suit and tie and look sharp, but he drives a pickup truck like I do. He's got a ranch out there, got some cattle on it. I mean, he'd be a great Oklahoman for sure. So anyway.
Well, I knew there was a story in there somewhere. it's going to be an exciting matchup out there in Tucson. And as for one, I am looking forward to being there. You can't come fast enough for me.
Well, that's great. I look forward to shaking your hand. You know, the Oklahoma State plays out in Phoenix, like on the 27th, I think.
That's right.
So there's a couple. I know Richard Hamrick and his family is going to go to that Oklahoma State game and then come over to our game. So we're going to have a great Boomer get together out there, buddy.
That'll be nice,
Coach. This is CJ, and you know I'm one of them nasty old Oklahoma State people that that you did a pretty good job of hammering when you were in Nebraska, and we may have to borrow some players from you for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Gundy may have to come see and try to borrow some players from you. We may be a bit shy here in a couple of 3 weeks.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but I tell you that should be a heck of a game. I think Coach Gundy has done an unbelievable job. From you know, my opinion is just what his time there and what he's gotten done is remarkable for the college football. I really do. He's been consistent. His team does the right things off the field, and he darn sure puts a great product. And one of the things he's underrated at is his ability to hire coaches is off the charts. I mean he, you know, guys have moved on. And he has done a masterful job of replacing guys, and that's hard to do. And I, you know, because I'm 2 years into it now, and I have appreciation for sure that trait.
Hey, one last thing: are you healthy? Is everybody? How's the team looking?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Curtis Hagen, Missouri, Jinx High School grad. Is going to be missed the game due to an injury suffered in the championship game against Detroit. You know, so we're going to miss him. He's a first team all league guy. Mm-hmm. We'll miss the game, and then our best player on defense, Key Thompson, is going to be out with surgery. But he's got, you know, he'll be fine from the surgery, but we'll miss the game. So we're going to be a little beat up. But you're not going to find a team anywhere in a bowl game that's not going to have some of that stuff either an injury. Or the portal stuff. So, hey, it's next man up, and let's get 11 guys out there and let's go.
Coach Albin, thank you so much for taking time. I know you're snowed this morning and got a ton of things, a bowl game in 2 weeks and so on and so forth. But doggone it, folks in Northwest Oklahoma, Southwest Kansas, and the Texas Panhandle, always love to hear from Coach Tim Albin, guarantee you.
I greatly appreciate it. I got to say hello to my mom. Mom, I love you, and I appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, we'll talk to you soon. I'll shoot you a text here in a little while and see you out there on the – I'll be out there 28th, 29th, somewhere out there.
Okay, that's great. Bring your golf clubs when I hear.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Coach Albin joined us here on K11 this morning from Athens, Ohio. Isn't that right? Athens, isn't it?
Athens, Ohio.
Yeah, home of the Bobcats, home of Ohio University. Grant, thanks for setting that up. Doggone it. It's always good to hear from folks like that and his impact on the game and on this part of the world. And, you know, it was straight. You were telling the story. He told the story about your dad was one of his first coaches, and you began at elementary, went all the way through junior high school, Northwestern, actually walked across the stage together getting a degree from Northwestern.
Yeah, we go way back, and it's been a pleasure watching him grow, and the success he's had has been off the charts, and I don't think it's stopping there.
You know, and I didn't want to ask him, because obviously, but you know, to the victors goes the spoils, and now when there's college openings, across the country. You know, you see Tim Alba's name creep up. And I know he's tickled to death and happy to Ohio, and that's home, been there for, gosh, what, 17, 18 years?
18, so, yeah. Somewhere.
Something like that. But it still comes with the territory when you're successful, and he is successful, he's going to be successful. And as you said, probably not going to stop there with what he accomplished this last year. Those offers are going to come at some point.
Well, I tell you what, that MAC conference that he's in is a hot button right now, and you look at old MAC coaches, Urban Meyer and Saban at Alabama. And
where'd the Kansas guy
Leibel
come from?
Buffalo,
that's right, yes. Yeah. And so you look at a 9-10 win coach in the MAC, and somebody's looking for a good coach, I'd make a phone call.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, that's how you do it, Grant. Thanks again. And it was great to have Coach Album on K101 this morning.
Good. Thank you. You bet.